Hello and welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran's Pirate Radio. On today's episode, we have another illustrious guest, stand-up comedian, man on the street extraordinaire, Chris Scopo. Chris, thank you for doing this.
Hey buddy, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this, man. I've been a fan of you for a while since the earlier days of You Know What Dude with the legend Robert Kelly. How'd you get started with that? Let's start there.
How you start with that? I think it was just annoying and I was around. And then Bobby, remember Kelly Festuca? She went away for a while. And
Australian.
yeah, she was like, do you want to be a guest and not guest, but like you want to like sub for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I guess Bobby liked me and he kept me around.
Right. Well, as I always say, the best ability is your availability. So since
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I just was annoying. Couldn't leave. Bobby was like, ah, fucking dude, stay around. We'll have a good time.
Nice. So, were you a stand-up at that point, or did that come a little later?
I was a stand up. Yeah, I was a stand up. I mean, I wasn't good. Still not good. But was a standout. I think I was doing it like 2 years then.
Okay.
2 years, yeah.
Right. And so now you can probably do it in like 6 or 8 by now.
No, I've been doing about 13.
13. All right, my bad, my fault. So
13.
where was your first open mic?
First open mic is that was that a club that doesn't exist? That's how long I've been doing comedy. The club didn't exist. It was at Comics, or Comics, COMIX, in 14, like 14th and 8th, I want to say.
Okay.
Is now a restaurant in the
All right.
city.
Well, that's legend status right there. You've been doing
Nah, not legend at all. Not
like
legend.
OG status maybe since you've been in the game for a while. So where did you grow up? Were you a city kid,
Queens,
Long
Queens,
Island,
New
Queens?
York. Queens, New York, baby. I don't leave Queens. I'm still in Queens. Still have the 718 address. I'm not allowed to leave Queens. It's a
Okay.
rule. It's
That's a
a
big rule.
Queens rule. They say you can't go anywhere else but Queens.
Yeah, all roads lead to Queens. I know that from some family out in Belrose. So,
All right, Belrose is almost Long Island though. They're a little fancy out there. They got a little. They got backyards.
they don't get the status of true Queensers.
They're technically Queens, but I mean, like, they have houses that aren't attached to each other. So they're fancy people.
All right, fair enough. So, as we were talking about YKWD, one of the things that maybe impressed me the most about you on the show was your extensive baseball knowledge. Did you grow up a baseball fan?
Yeah, I got problems. I got problems. I like the Mets a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not great. We even though but we're back to 500, so we're doing okay.
Hey, that's all you can really ask for.
I asked for a championship. That'd be nice. I was born 6 months after the 86 World Series, so I am the curse.
There you go. The Frank
I know,
Vogt,
yeah.
Chris Scopo curse.
I played baseball my whole life. Played through college.
Okay,
So,
where'd you play in college?
Sacred Heart University,
All right.
Fairfield, Connecticut.
There you go. So that's D1, no?
It's D1. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, all right. So we're learning a little
I had
lore.
my ring over there. You get a ring for winning your conference.
Okay.
My ring is hanging up right now because it's like the best thing I have going.
What position were you?
I was a catcher.
Okay.
Catcher, yeah. My knees are not doing well now,
Worth
but
it.
it was worth it. Yeah. Now I play softball on Saturdays and dominate.
Nice,
Dominate.
man.
I just,
Still
it's, what's up?
hacking away on the
I'm
Sunday.
still ha I still try. I still try to hack away. You know, it's fun to get out there and play, but I mean it's some the body's not as loose as it used to be. Let's
Yeah.
just say I am not doing well physically. I just my the other day I woke up, my arm was hurting for no reason. Not even the arm I throw with.
Yeah.
The other arm. I was like, why does this hurt? I have no idea why.
Well, I definitely get where you're coming from. I ran track for Delphi, which is in Garden
You can
City.
track?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
so you weren't good at playing the sport.
That's the typical answer, but I played AAU Lightning through 8th grade, so
Okay.
that's basketball, obviously. But yeah.
Delphi's D2, right? It's a good
D2.
school.
Yep.
I know
So
a kid who played baseball out there.
you got recruited to play at Adelphi?
Yeah, you played at Delphi.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So I was a track guy. I ran like up to my longest was 5K, but now I'm a big like beer league kickball guy.
You gotta do something, honestly.
Yeah.
It's you gotta it's do something to get your body moving.
Yeah. Especially as like a former athlete, you know, gotta get a little competitive thing going just to keep the days moving, keep the weeks moving.
Yeah, it keeps you out there. You know, you meet people. Because like for me, I wouldn't meet anybody. All I do is fucking just tell jokes on stage and go home to my dog.
Yeah.
So it's good to get out there and, you know, meet other people, run around a little bit. I enjoy it. I look forward to it. I
Yeah.
tried kickball, but I couldn't do it. Kickball was not as much fun for me.
Yeah. Did you ever play the LIK kickball?
The what?
What it doesn't matter, but there's this big LIK that have like all these sports. Have you ever heard of that?
No,
I
I
had a
played
league with them. Yeah.
Story of Social League.
Okay. Cool. So where are you at with stand up these days? I know I've seen a lot of your clips. One of my favorites was the New York religious versus the religious.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a fun one. Where am I at? Well, I'm doing a special. As
Nice.
I talked, I'm doing an album June 9th at New York Comedy Club. I'm gonna like start promoting that next week. I just shot something yesterday actually for it. So my first album, New York Comedy Club, it'd be a lot of fun. So if people want to come out from there in New York, come on out. I need to sell tickets. My
Yeah,
dog
I'll
is
be
coming.
there. I'll be there.
Yeah, it's fun. My first album. I mean, it's tough because a lot of these, not a lot of those jokes, but like, I've put out a lot of content. I
So
just dig
simple, maybe a week.
jokes. So some of them are redos, but like the other ones, I'm saving. I'm not really gonna put out any more stand-up clips until the special's done. Kind of like gonna hoard it. I'm gonna hoard the jokes and try to just, you know, keep them for myself. I want to say, you
Yeah,
know, keep
they're fresh
myself.
stuff.
Just I want to make sure the thing is perfect and stuff like that. So that's what I'm waiting to do. I gotta like wrap up for this and, you know, do more reps and stuff like that. But it should be fun. Should be a good time out there. I'm going away this weekend. If anyone's in Baltimore,
Yeah, plug your all your dates.
I'm with Steph Tolef this weekend. She's a psycho. It's fun though. And that's it. Right now, that's it. I have, if anyone's at a VFW in Connecticut, I have a show out there.
Nice. And then do you have a site where people can look for future dates?
You think I would, but no. I just go on my Instagram
Yeah.
at Chris Goffo. All the ones in the, you don't even need it. I don't even watch that anymore. Just go on Instagram.
Yeah, it's
Instagram has been ruining my life though, because it's not promoting any of my work anymore. I don't know why. I don't know what I did to Zuckerberg, but he is not happy with me. And he's suppressing all my videos.
well, you get the Pirate Radio podcast bump after this, so.
I'm pumped up. Maybe, I mean, but maybe I don't know. It doesn't sound good. The pirate radio, Instagram might not like it. They go,
Oh,
no, we can't have any more pirates around here. Zuckerberg's a fucking communist. Sorry for
he sure.
cursing. Sorry for cursing.
Did you do the sketch?
Yeah, I did because I cursed. Sorry for cursing.
Oh my God, that's so funny. My girlfriend asked me last night, "What is this? What does this mean?" I had to
Hey,
explain.
brother.
What's
That
up?
guy's funny though.
Oh my
Like
God,
he,
he's such like
I
a
watch his
whole.
video.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but he's such like a wholesome kid. He's hard not to like.
Yeah, he's definitely autistic, but like he's definitely had on the spectrum. But he's funny. Like I watch his stuff. He's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's also plays it up a little bit.
Oh, he hams it up. Oh, he hams it up.
Not as autistic as he.
Have you seen this? There's like clips of him breaking character,
Yes, he did.
and he just goes.
I don't know if you know Jerry After Dark, the Barstool.
Yeah,
Like,
I was about to bring it up actually. Yeah, he broke there.
yeah, and then he did the Bradley Martin thing more recently. Or
Yeah,
he did
yeah,
like
he's
Steve Will Do It, but so
good
fun.
for him. Good
Yeah.
for him. He's a kid who looks like he's, you know, a nice young guy.
One of the good
It's
ones.
funny how like literally playing video games will get you famous. Like,
I think
what is this kid add to society? Nothing. Like he's.
making us
If
laugh.
this, I mean, he's biggest, but if this was like, you know, I just watched
40 years ago.
Fallout.
Yeah.
I just watched Fallout and I was like, wow, if this kid was in a vault, he brings nothing to society. But you know what? It's funny and we're all entertained. Like this is a fun thing.
He was born at the right time. How was Fallout? I played the game, but I'm looking forward to the series.
I was Fallout. I wanted more.
But is
I
it
wanted more.
weekly or you binge the whole thing?
I binged it, buddy. I did shit the last 3 days. I said,
What, it all came out at once?
yeah, 8 episodes
Okay.
came out at one time. Yeah, I wanted more from Fallout. It was, I like anything Walton Goggins does. He's really good.
I agree.
But he is, it was just, it ended, and I was like, oh, I wish there was another chapter. It ended on a nice little, what do you call it? Hanger, hang,
Cliffhanger.
cliffhanger. But it was like, I kind of wanted more for the show. It was just a little bit there. I should have been there. It's a good show though. But like the problem with that is like I watched it a day.
There's no hype, like there's no
Yeah,
buildup.
not even that. But I watched it in a day, and now I'm like, I have to wait now like 2 years till they film another one.
Yeah.
I'll forget everything that happened.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones, all those, the weekly releases.
What are you watching? Did you watch anything good?
Of course I'm gonna like X-Men 97.
You're like a deep nerd.
Yeah.
You're a deep nerd. Okay. All right. Yeah.
More mainstream. I'm a big Game of Thrones guy, House of the Dragon.
You're a throner. Okay. Me
Yeah, read
too.
the books.
Do you
I
watch
don't
anything
see
on Apple
enough.
TV?
I want to watch Severance, and I really liked the one with the serial killer. When the guy tries to get the jailhouse confession.
Oh yeah, that guy's good.
Yeah, they were both really. I don't know, remember, not remember the name. Blackbird.
Blackbird, yeah. Dude, you gotta watch Masters of Air.
Okay, is that
Dude,
with
it's with Austin
Glenn
Butler.
Powell?
Austin Butler's in it. I forget the other guy. I don't know.
Glenn
Did
Powell was in the movie
yeah.
with Sydney Sweeney. Yeah,
No. Oh no. Glenn Powell's not in it. No.
was a different one, maybe like a movie or something.
Yeah, this is about World War II, and it's Austin Butler, another guy is, they're all like three. Oh, the guy from Saltburn's in it.
Barry
It's
Keoghan.
yeah, it's basically every young Hollywood actor that's going to be famous, like real famous in 5 years, was in the show.
Yes, and it's a series or a movie
It's a
or a TV.
series. Yeah, it's a series. I got my boomer father to watch it. He's like in love with it, because he's like, oh, this is what my father did in World War II. I was like, dude, grandpa was in Hawaii banging whores, so we gotta relax a little bit, you know.
That's a good stamp though, if your dad liked it.
Yeah, he likes anything like my dad. It's so funny. My dad is like, I realized that with him, like, no one watches comedy.
Right.
Like I remember, like he was sending me videos. He just learned the internet like 2 years ago. So now he just sends me YouTube clips in an
He's
email. He's like, this is
like in
funny.
the stone age still of the internet.
Yeah, he goes like, this is funny. Isn't he emails it to me. He doesn't know how to like copy and paste through a phone, so he emails it to me. And like I realized with him, it's like, oh, he doesn't watch comp, because like he would send me clips of like old, late night stuff, and he's like, this is so funny, and it's like
Kind of
hack
funny.
jokes.
Yeah.
It's like hacky jokes.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, people don't like, we see it, we're like, oh, this guy's got a goddamn hack. We go, oh, people are stupid. Like, they don't know this is hack. They just think it's funny.
Right.
And I was like,
You see
oh, okay.
these a lot, unfortunately.
Everything doesn't need to be like the world's most crafted joke, because it's not the end of the world if you do a hack joke in there once in a while.
Yeah, the highbrow stuff doesn't always play as well as the silly, stupid shit.
Yeah, I have a joke now that I can tell if the crowd's smart or not by
Cool
how
stuff.
they laugh at the joke.
Like throw that in early and kind of feel it out a little bit.
No, it's more like in the middle of my set. It's about like an X, and I'm using like a vibrator. The joke is we use a vibrator in sex. It was similar the first time I used a calculator during a math test. It's like
Okay.
easier to get the
Each
answers, basically. So like people that are dumb are just like, ha ha. People that are smart are like, oh, that's funny. That's yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I could tell what goes on there.
Yeah, I guess I'm on the dumb side, which I
No, you
appreciate.
laugh, you chuckled, you got a good chuckle out of it. I don't know if you gave me the chuckle, but I like the
No,
chuckle.
that was earned. That was earned. So that would make me smarter, dumb.
That'll make you smart. Yeah, I did that
Yeah,
joke. I did a joke. I did that joke at Governor's. Like four people got it.
I'm an island boy myself. I grew up by Syosset, so I've.
Syosset. My cousins are from out there.
Yeah, what year do they go to Syosset? We don't have to name drop, obviously, but
They went to St. Anthony's.
okay.
Yeah,
Year
he's
to
out there.
graduate, I was a 14er.
Oh no, they're really they're older than me.
Okay. Yeah, but the Friars are elite in the athletic field.
Yeah. My cousin played
Especially
baseball.
lacrosse, so like nasty.
Yeah, my cousin played baseball too. He played baseball at Siena, so
The Saints, baby.
he was an elite athlete back
Yes.
in the day.
So I wanted to I was really impressed with a lot of your man on the street stuff. How did you get started doing that?
How did I get started doing that? I was like, I gotta find something different to post. Like, I gotta find content to post. And honestly, I posted a bunch of shit. I posted a bunch of man on the street stuff first. Like, I was just
Or you
posting stuff.
mean or
What's
before
that?
you started posting stand-up clips?
No. I always posted stand-up clips. But, like, they would do okay. Some would take off, some wouldn't take off. And then I just was like, all right, let me post, like, some content, like, man on the street stuff. I had to do something. And I posted a bunch of stuff, didn't really work. Hit okay, and then I posted about Long Island, and then nothing happened. I posted it, and then a month later, all of a sudden, it just fucking took off. And it just I it would take took off, and I realized it's more like the nostalgia
Right.
of like saying your town or like a bar you went to, where people really really liked that, and they would share the shit out of it. And I was like, okay, I got something here with this. Let's see. I did a bunch of Long Island stuff because that was they wanted it. A bunch of them did well. Then I moved. I went to Dallas with Ian Finance, and I was like, let me do a couple out there. I did a couple out there, and that took off out there. And then I was dating a girl from Philadelphia, and then I was she owns a hair salon, so I was like, any of your like people that work there, you want to do one? And one girl was like, yeah, I'll do one. I was like, all right, cool, we'll do one. So I did one out there, and that was the highest one I've ever gotten. Filled out almost a million, it's almost 1 million views. And I was like, wow, that's insane. People are just like this. So it's a weird thing of like if you talk about nostalgia or something like that, they really enjoy it. They really share it. And I haven't done one, I'm not gonna lie to you, I haven't done one in a while because I wanted to like transition. I have a bunch of followers. And I wanted to be like, okay, maybe my stand-up now will go take off. But the Instagram algorithm is just like, we don't like this at all. Please don't do this. And it kind of bugs me. So I'm taking like a 2 week sabbatical off.
It's not even that long. That's not.
Yeah, but like you have, I
For
mean,
Instagram, you gotta like.
yeah, but like honestly, it's really annoying and it's frustrating. I'm putting out stuff that's not hitting. So I'm like, let me take a 2 week break, 3 week break from this and just,
Okay.
pretty good. But people like it. If I'm in a town and I'm in Baltimore this weekend, I've done Baltimore before, but I might do it again. I might. What's up?
I was just in Maryland for a track meet, but yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, I might, if the shows are well and I'll ask Steph if it's cool, I'll just grab some girls that it girls always sell more for some reason. I don't know why.
Wonder why.
Yeah, girls always sell more. And I'm like, I'll just grab them, like, hey, you want to do a video? I do these videos and I'll throw it out there eventually. So, might as well.
Yeah, if I'm ever at your show, I'll do one. But yeah.
Yeah, come out. It'll be fun. Long Island guy. So, yeah, Nassau. People love
That's
Nassau.
yeah. Oh yeah.
But let's be honest, Nassau, the better of the counties.
Easily. And
Yeah,
then
you're not a hick out in Suffolk.
yeah, no.
You know?
And even the Hamptons are kind of a separate thing, I feel.
I have cousins that were in Commack too. And
That's awesome.
that's out there too. That's out there. I used to have a boat out. I used to have a boat out there. My dad had a boat out in Suffolk.
Yeah, no, I agree. Nassau is just better overall, closer to the city.
Yeah, but you guys have that arrogance that you're in Long Island. You have backyards and dreams.
I think we all have a pulse and a dream. But I know, I definitely know what you mean. All right.
What else you got for me? Come on. You got
Yeah,
something?
I'm stalling here. So I'll throw some baseball questions. I was supposed to write down some would you rathers, but I didn't do that. So who do you think is the
Okay.
best five tool player of all time?
Of all time?
Or right now? Let's go right now.
Oh, gee, I mean, Jesus Christ. Right now? God, I don't want to say this fucking cocksucker, but
Trout.
it's Aaron Judge. It's probably Aaron Judge right now. I hate the Yankees so much. You a Yankee fan?
Am.
I hate you, the Yankees so much. I'm a Mets fan. This
Yeah.
is why. This is why. Let me talk about Yankee fans. All right. Let me tell you about your life.
Rip, let
Okay.
it rip.
You've lived in a nice house your whole entire life. Your whole entire life, you've had backyards, food's on the table. You never had to work for anything, and all of a sudden, your neighbor down the block, who lived in an apartment, we moved up. We moved up into a nice house, and you don't like it. You don't like them. You don't like that we're as equal as you. So you put us down. You put us down. You put us down. And we don't remember how you put us down when we're in the apartment. You used to come over our apartment and be like, "Oh, you don't have a backyard? That sucks. Like, ugh, that's terrible." You put us down our whole life. Now we got an owner who's gonna bring us back to the promised land, and you guys don't like it at all. And you're jealous of us. I think you're jealous. You're jealous that we're coming up. You're jealous that we hit the lottery. We got a nice backyard that's bigger than yours.
But in the land, Yamamoto didn't do anything with Verlander, didn't do anything with Scherzer.
It's okay. We got a lot of prospects in the system. We got a lot of prospects in the system. We're coming up. We're 8-8. We're hanging in there.
Oh, what are we up? 12-3.
So yeah, but you guys still not gonna win the World Series this year. You're not pitching, but it's fine. This is what you do. This is what you do. You put us down like this. You put us down like this. You give us a little shot, and you're like, the Mets have fun out there. And all my like Yankee fan friends would be like, "Come on, if Yankees win the World Series, did you root for them?" I go, "I would root for ISIS before I root for the Yankees."
Well, that's a
And
true
you
fact.
guys, yeah, but you guys don't understand that. All my Yankees are like, "Why not?" I'm like, "You terrorized our lives." I grew up right in the
Five
96
Subway
down,
Series, right?
right in there. I grew up right in that era.
Like four.
So, like, I was treated like a second class citizen for wearing Mets clothes. So, it's kind of like the hate I have for you guys for treating me like this will never go away. It'll never leave.
Are you a Jim? Jets, Islanders, Mets?
No, I'm Mets, Giants, Knicks,
Okay.
Rangers.
Make
Yeah,
sure.
you know what's funny about that? My grandfather was a Brooklyn Dodger fan. And when they left, he's born in Brooklyn. So when they left, he was like, "Well, I'm not gonna root for the Yankees." So he had
Near.
a no man's team for 2 years. And then the Mets came. This is my dog Seaver, by the way.
Oh, Tom Seaver after Tom Seaver.
After Tom Seaver, right, buddy?
This will drive the views up.
There you go. Hey, get the algorithm, buddy. You gotta get the algorithm.
That'll be
Thank you.
the thumbnail.
Yeah. So he just didn't have a team for a few years. He's like, "I'm not from the Yankees." And then when the Mets came, he started rooting for them. But it's a weird thing. It's like everyone's like, "Oh, you're Mets Jets." It's like, no, it's the Dodgers were in there too. You got to realize that the Dodgers were.
It was just Jackie Robinson today, the 15th. His team.
Yes, yesterday. Yeah, his wife is still alive, which is crazy. 101 years old.
God bless.
So yeah, I'm a Giants fan. We're also struggling. What are you?
So Knicks, Rangers, Jets, Yankees.
I see got one team that wins. Yeah.
We got two playoff teams right now at the Garden.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. What do you mean? It's the Knicks and the
Well,
Rangers.
Knicks are gonna play the Philly or Miami. We can win
I
one.
know. I'm not looking forward to that. I actually rather play Philly.
I agree because of our.
I got a lot of Philly fans. I have no
But
my.
think about it. You got, well, never mind. But I thought, just the history, like, and Spo is such a great coach. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, I don't want. You know what it is too? I think the Knicks will win either series. They're a good team, but also I have more Philly fans. I can rub it in their face,
That's a great point.
and I can rub it in their faces. I don't know one Miami Heat fan. I've never met a Miami Heat fan.
If you were in Miami, you wouldn't find any either.
Yeah. So it's like even if we win, I'm like
Whatever.
whatever. But like yeah, but I'm more scared of Spoelstra than I am Nick Nurse. I'll
Exactly.
tell you that.
So Jimmy
So
Butler, dog, regardless.
I'd much rather beat Joel Embiid than him crying the whole time.
Okay. And then, so you buy double
Rangers
digits.
gotta win. Rangers gotta win too.
Yeah.
Like
They
enough of this.
won the Presidents.
Yeah, enough of this going to the second round. There you go. Second round and then like you're losing. You gotta win this year. You gotta win. You gotta put the
Facing the
biscuit
first
in the
round.
basket. What's up?
Who are our possible
Oh,
first round matchups for the Rangers?
I think it's I don't know. I thought it's the I don't know. It's not the
Like, I
Islanders.
think they have more, like a few more games left in the regular season. Some teams.
Yeah.
So it might not be decided.
Hockey's actually later than basketball this year. It's weird. I don't know, but they better win the first round and be easy too. They always go like a 7-game series. It's like, can you win one in five?
Well, I'm glad we agree on some teams, even though baseball we differ and football, but that's okay.
It's okay. You'll come around to the promised land. But keep it going.
Well, thanks again for doing this. I got two more signature questions, and I'll let you rock for the
Let's
day.
go.
All right. First one is, if you could have dinner with any celebrity or athlete, alive or past, who would it be and why?
Michael Jordan, hands down. Michael Jordan. First of all, he was my idol growing up. I love that man. If I met him, I probably couldn't speak. I wouldn't know what to say to the guy. I would be like, I just would want to sit down and talk, and then I want to pick his brain. I just be like, come on, who do you hate? Who do you really hate? Like
What
who?
did they
Yeah. I want to know. I want to know everything. I want to know all. But he's got to be able to tell me things. That's the thing too.
Gotta let it rip. Yeah.
You gotta let me. Yeah. He can't be like, no, I like everybody. He's got to get in there. He's got to get dirty. I'd be like, come on, what do you think of Isaiah? Give me what's going on here. Who do you really hate? Why do you hate people so much? I want to know why he makes these stories in his head. You've heard the stories of him like making up people being like, nice game, Mike. And he goes, what the fuck did you say to me?
Like,
And like,
that's personal.
he's like, yeah, he takes it personally. It's so funny, but I'm like, you're a bad guy for doing this. But everyone loves him because of how great he was. And that's a guy I like. I need to give me. He has to give me the answers.
Yeah, that's
you
a
gotta,
possible one.
yeah, you got. And if another one, I probably want to. If aliens are real, I want to meet an alien. I've been with an alien. Be like, well, what's going on?
That's a new one. I like that.
Yeah, aliens. I'd be like, come on. All right, I have a question for you. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah, we got time. I
aliens
think.
Come down.
Yes.
Aliens come down to Earth. They talk to them. All right. We want to take you on our ship. Right? We want to give you the answers to life. Everything you've ever known about life, we have the answers to. But you lose 10 years of your life. Would you do it?
So I'd be a die at like 70, 65.
Well, however old now are now, you
yeah.
come back, boom, 10 years. Would
I'd
you
be
do it?
27.
10 years are gone from your life. You can never get them back. But you have the answers to life.
Yeah, answers to life. So I'm 27 now. I'd be 37. I'd say no to that. But if I died 10 years earlier, if I died at like 65, I would say yes to that. That makes
you, don't, you don't know, though.
I don't know, though. I don't
you
know
don't,
that.
You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know when you're going to. All you know is that 10 years of your life is just gone. You come back at 37. But you have all the answers. You have all the answers
Is
to
my
life.
Body 37?
Yeah, everything is 37.
So I'm going to say no. I'm going to keep my athletic, whatever I have left.
Going to keep it? Okay. All right.
To your question.
I've thought about this. If my parents are not around, yes, I would do it. I would 100%.
Spend any time with your parents.
But if they're not around, if they are around, I wouldn't, because they're 70. So like, you know, they're knocking. So you gotta, like,
wholesome
I don't know, but knowing all the answers to life though is pretty cool.
What if it's like all trash? Like
that's also a risk you gotta take. That's the risk you gotta take. Yeah. If they're just like, we're just it's a simulation. I hit this button right here. You're gone. New one.
All right. So we got a good we got the Zoom warning. So we still got a little time. We'll be able to wrap up. But these freaking Zoom keep you on the 40-minute sucks trying
really?
To hold it down. But we're good. We're good. No worries. So you say Michael Jordan, want the answers to life. But yeah. Thank you again for doing this. Final question. What would you like your outro song to be? Could be
this song? Man, I don't know. I'm thinking there's so many songs I could do. Wilson Phillips, Hold On for One More Day. That's a fun one. How about this? You know, I always thought if I was an MLB closer, my song for coming in, you know how like Diaz has the trumpets? Yeah. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I would do Faint by, I've already in my head, I've already discussed it. Faint by Linkin Park, or it's da-na-na-na-na. And then boom, it hits. But
wow.
I would do this. I would tell the people, my thing would be start the song, and I'm going to walk down And as soon as the boom hits and the boom hits, I fucking start sprinting out of the thing. And I sprint. I fucking sprint to the mound. And it's just boom. And the whole that's it. But that's, you got to time it perfectly. And I want the lights off. I want the lights off. Light, everything goes down. And the whole thing goes down. It's pitch black in there. And as soon as I hit the thing, as that beat drops and I start sprinting out, lights just flood on like that. And then you gotta play the da-da-da, and that would be fun. That would get the crowd jerked up.
And then I'll leave you with one more. If you're, what would be your walk-up song to bat? Would it be different?
Walk up song to
I have an
bat.
answer for this that's way out of left field. Center
Let's
field
go. Here,
on
let me think.
purpose.
You go. I don't think I'm mine.
I would do put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. It's
Okay. You
a little corny, cheese ball, but.
know what's funny in college? When we were playing a team, like we would play like rivals, and we had it was our home game. We would play like gay songs.
Just to mess with them.
Yeah,
Well, then.
we played like we would play the
Hey, conference rival.
No, yeah. I remember the DJ was like he. I went over their house the day before the game, and he was just like getting all the songs ready. And we the beach the Beach Boys the band YMCA.
Oh.
So we'd have like YMCA. We had Freddie Mercury. So like yeah. So like the second game of like we would play them. By game two, the other team would start complaining, and we just didn't care. We're like, fuck it, who cares? Like we would just it was pretty funny though that we would do that.
Another really good one is I think it's like Wolf Mother. I don't even know the name of it, but it's like a sick beat with the guitar.
Maybe a little Frank Sinatra. I put a little Frank on.
A little class.
Yeah, not New York, New York. Maybe like Start Spreading the News. No, that's the same
Yeah,
song.
that's a Yankees thing. Come on.
So, maybe a Frank song, or I wouldn't want to do anything that like is poppy now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no. I you know what? Sorry. Call Me Maybe. I have that.
Your
I have that. I have that song to come if I'm on the road. I make them play "Call Me Maybe" when I'm on the road,
walkout.
as my walkout song. Yeah. The greatest. And you know what? People like laugh, and I'm like, it's a good song. Everyone, if you see everyone kind of sing, everyone's kind of singing the song. And I'm like, it's a good song. Everyone gets jacked up for it.
Remember when that came out? That was like the hottest.
Oh, it was a banger, dude. Put that song on now. Put that song on now to party. You won't get every guy, every person will sing that song.
And dance.
Yeah.
But
That's
great, man.
a
Thank
song.
you so much. I'll tag you everything. And I really appreciate it, man.
Well, this is a fun time. Anytime you need me to come on, I'll come on. Sorry it's a little late today, but
No,
anytime.
all good. All good. I'm definitely gonna try to get out to your shows, and if you have any comic friends, you can give them my stuff. I'll interview them too.
Will do, bud. Anytime you need me, hit me up. We'll talk baseball. I'll get you to the good side. Okay? We'll get you to the good side. You stay. Don't stay on the dark side.
All right.
You guys don't know loyalty. That's the thing. You're not loyal. You're not loyal.
Well, I'm a Knicks and Jets fan, so watch your tongue there.
All right. You're okay.
Thanks, man.